Hello and welcome to The Dream Machine, a sci-fi and fantasy short story podcast. I'm Abram Buck, and I'm here to bring you another episode. This is going to be the second episode following the detective Rich Richardson. This is episode 2, The Hill. It was a warm summer's night, and I was on the way home. I finally got out of the hospital. My back ached from the gunshot wound Dr. Geisel gave me as a parting gift.
Which from behind? From behind.
Here.
I don't know why that crazy doctor didn't kill me. I guess he figured my life was punishment enough. I pulled in the driveway to my house and killed the engine. A soft breeze silently swept across my face, and I breathed in the fresh air. I stepped out of my car and looked around. The all-consuming darkness felt comforting. I pulled a pack of smokes out and carefully lit the end of a cigarette. I took a long drag and let out a sigh of relief. Oh, I needed that. I started for the door when I heard a noise. I hit the ground and went for my gun. I came up scanning the area, then I heard it again.
Meow?
Oh, it's just a cat. Oh. I leaned against my car and started to think back to the night John got me wrapped up in this strange case. It was the start of the summer, not too long ago. I got a call when my shift was over. I just pulled into my place. It's like they know exactly when I get home. The caller ID read hell. I knew it was someone calling from work. I answered the phone. Detective Rich Richardson speaking.
Rich, it's me, John.
Yeah, what of it? John was my old partner when I was a cop. When I got promoted to detective, he stopped coming around as much. I guess he was jealous.
Look, I know it's been a while since we last spoke, but I really need your help. We got a situation over at the Hill. We could really use a detective like you on the case.
Get lost, John, I said as I hung up on him. Now where was I? Oh yeah, I took another drag of my cigarette. It was my phone again. And guess who it was? Old Johnny Boy calling me back. I answered the call.
Rich, don't hang up,
he pleaded. I thought I told you to get lost, John.
Yeah, you did, but that's the problem, Rich. I was being nice when I said we could use you. The captain already gave me the go-ahead. You've been assigned to the case. Now get down to the scene, please.
John hung up on me. I got in my car and cranked up the engine. I stared at myself in the mirror for a moment. Then I started to drive. Huh, the Hill it is. The Hill is a multi-level club down on Broadway. Flashing lights, loud music, and dumb teenagers. All the things I hate in one place. I'd better clear my head, I thought to myself. I don't want anything cloudy up there keeping me from thinking. I took another long drag from my smoke, then threw it out the window. I began to drive towards the club. When I finally got there, I parked my car and got out. I looked around as I lit another cigarette. I walked over to the lieutenant in charge of the crime scene. What's the situation? I asked.
There was a jumper, two of them.
And you call me for this? What do you want me to do, clean up?
I didn't call you. Detective Johnson did. He wanted you in the case.
We began to walk over to the bodies. Was there any witnesses?
They're both being held for questioning.
Very well. I'll take care of the rest, I said as I crossed under the yellow tape. I examined the bodies. There was a man and a woman. The man fell from the fourth floor, at least, if not the roof, and landed right on his head. And for the dame, it's hard to tell. She was in pieces all over the place. She must have hit something before the ground, but there's nothing on the side of the building. No flagpole, no fire escapes, nothing. The blood spatters reminds me of fine art. I hate fine art. It looks as if someone purposely drew a broken crown in the blood. This is odd. Odd indeed. Then I heard a voice behind me.
Rich Richardson, it's been a long time, you old bastard.
I turned around to find my old partner, John Johnson. Not long enough, I replied. Stop messing around, John. Why'd you call me here? Truth be told, Rich, you're a good detective, and I'm still new. I need your help. When I look at this, all I see are riddles. I can't put the pieces together. Look, John, I had some things going on in my life before, so I didn't talk to you that much. But now I've been promoted to detective. I want to take this seriously. I need you to help me like you did when I was a rookie cop. Please?
Damn it, John. You and your snivelly. Okay, I'll do it. But let's get one thing straight. This isn't for you. I'm doing this because they're gonna blame me if you screw up.
Thanks, Rich. I knew you'd come around, John said as he placed his hand on my shoulder. I swatted his hand.
Where are the witnesses? I asked.
Follow me. They're in separate squad cars.
We began to walk towards the first car. There was a young woman inside, and she looked unsettled. John opened the door, and she leapt into my arms.
I didn't do anything, I swear it. Please let me go.
I looked into her eyes and gave her a reassuring pat on the back. Now, you're not a suspect. We just want you to tell us what you saw.
But I already told that guy.
She pointed to John. I know. But tell it to us again, from the top, okay?
Okay. Well, I went out the front door, on my way to my car, but I didn't find it, so I thought maybe I parked elsewhere. I went around back, and I saw my car, but it was running, and the driver's side door was opened. When I yelled out to the guy, he jumped in my car and sped off.
Ma'am, are you sure it was a guy?
John said.
Yes, positive. Anyways, the guy jumped in my car and sped off. That's when I saw it.
Ma'am, what did you see?
I saw a man on the ground, dead.
So you didn't actually see him jump?
No, I never said he jumped.
I rubbed my chin and thought about what she said.
What is it, Rich? What does it mean?
Asked John. It means that we may have a murderer on our hands. But let's get all the facts first.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Please continue,
said John.
Well, I began to walk up to him to ask if he was okay. When all of a sudden, a woman was pushed from the roof.
Ma'am, how do you know she was pushed?
Well, because she was screaming, no, the whole way down.
Speaking of hole, was she in fact?
What do you mean?
Well, was she in fact whole, together, complete? Because she's not over there. The woman threw up on John's shoes.
Aw, man, these are my favorite shoes.
That'll be all, ma'am. Thanks for your cooperation. John, you can let her go.
Well, you're free to go, ma'am. We'll get one of the officers to give you a ride home.
John said as he motioned to a nearby police officer.
Well, Rich, what do you think?
It's tough.
What do you mean?
Well, although we can't rule out the possibility that she may have been pushed, even if she jumped, she could have changed her mind on the way down. That would explain the no. And it looks like the woman's body was severed before she hit the ground. It's too clean of a cut. We also have to consider the witness could have been distraught from seeing the first victim.
Victim?
Well, it's certainly a possibility. Let's just talk to the next witness. John walked over to an unmarked car with tinted windows and waved me over. He opened the back door and pulled out a guy who was in his mid-30s with blonde hair, wearing handcuffs.
We arrested this guy because he had some pot on him,
John explained. Great. The man began to speak. Hey! If I answer your questions, will you let me go? John started to yell at the guy.
Of course not. What do you think this is?
I raised my hand. I've got this one, John. Maybe, just maybe, I will. But only if you tell me exactly what happened. From the top.
Okay, man. Well, I was on the roof and I was smoking some weed. I wasn't really paying attention to them because I was hungry, but it looked like a couple was fighting about something. The girl was crying and saying something, and the dude said something like, give me a kiss for old time's sake. The girl was being a typical tease. I guess I didn't pay much more attention to them.
Wait a minute, is that all you got to say? I could tell John was getting angry with this guy.
No, man, no. You just interrupted me. I'm not even finished.
I motioned to John to calm down. Oh, then continue.
Like I was saying, the girl was being a typical tease. So I stopped being nosy. Then I heard her scream like, no. Then I looked up, and there was nobody there. Man, I'm talking about nowhere. I walked over to the ledge to look down. There was a guy speeding off in the car.
Hold on a second. How do you know it was a guy in the car? I said. And what about the girl? Did you see her hit the ground?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who was in the car, and I didn't want to see no chick pancake. Besides, the lights from the building were blinding me. I just looked down to get that feeling, like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? That feeling when you're on a roller coaster, man. It's like, whoa.
So you didn't see anything?
John yelled.
Can it go now, man?
Get back in the damn car.
John stuffed the guy back in the car and slammed the door.
Well, Rich, what do you think?
Both of the witnesses were impaired one way or another, so there's no way of really knowing what happened here. And what's the significance of this guy in the car? Was he just some thief? Or did he play a hand in this calamity?
So what should we put on the report?
Asked John.
The female victim was Jillian, and the male victim was, Jack.
Well, we'll just say Jack and Jill fell down the hill.
Hello again, and thanks for listening. That was episode 2, The Hill. If you have any feedback, you can send it to my Twitter account, @TheAviator. That's @TH3AVIATOR. Thank you.